Well, you could keep the
no, 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 no.
This Motzah Shabbos.
No, but put it in.
I didn't ask for a bag.
No, it's okay. I mean, I...
Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a Monday night, Or L'chav Zayin Iyar. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're learning Siman Nun Hey about Kedima and Brachas. And we'll start with Siv Gimel. Hodi Yesh Maila L'min Shiva. Dafka K'shenikmu HaPri, the Maila of Min Shiva. That's also a Sukkah Sinyan, Min Shiva. No, Min Shiva has to do with Sukkah, Pesach. Because you bring Bikurim on Shulis. That's when you start bringing Bikurim, which is from the Shiva Samina. So only Shenigmar HaPri, when it's fully developed, Abel Pri Shalom Nigmara, Ein Lo Maila, Deloi Mishtabach Kro, Bemidi Deloi Chazi. So if it's not fully ripe, it doesn't come first. It doesn't have the quality, the Maila, of Shiva Samina. Also, in the usual way it's eaten, he chews a wheat kernel. Ain lo kedima, it doesn't come first, even though it's, you know, even though it's a shivas haminim chita soira. That's only when it's in the form of cake or cereal, when it moved up in the world, the way it's normally used for nutrition. But just to eat the kernels like as if you're eating popcorn or Cracker Jacks, and they used to roast it in the oven and eat the sweet kernels, it does not have the Maila of Shiva Saminim in that form, and it's just a regular Bar Pri Adama, and it doesn't have the Maila of Shiva Saminim. You make Adama most of the time. It's a shaila about kind of a bracha, and therefore you're supposed to eat it only during a meal, which is a big problem. If you make a special bracha chorina al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama, some rishonim have such a nusach, others don't, and they say try not to eat it. For sure not. I'm talking about chewing wheat kernels. There are three ramifications that this is not the normal way of eating wheat kernels or Shiva Samin. One is that it's Hadama, not Mizomos. Yeah? It is Hadama. You make a bracha, it's roti to eat, you make Hadama. You chew wheat kernels, you don't make a Mizomos, it's not processed, it's not being eaten in the normal way, in the normal fashion, so you make Hadama. There is a shaila about the bracha achrona. There's a special bracha achrona for it. Therefore, it's suggested you don't eat it except for during a meal.
Something that's not ripe.
They were just talking about it doesn't have the quality of the Shiva Saminim, the Gavi Kedim of the bracha. Ain lo kedima. Okay, miyesh lefon of davar shebrachoso bor pri eitz o bor pri adama versus shahakol. Rotsu lechol mishneihem, so we know that birchas bor pri eitz and birchas bor pri adama kodomus. We're not talking about those two vis-a-vis each other. We're talking about those two vis-a-vis shahakol. So that comes first because a chashidus and a mile of a bracha is the specificity of it. So certainly adama eitz has specificity over shahakol, which is super duper general. Vishem uvuroros yoser. Shainon Potro Salomin Echad. It's Adamo Shakol. Shakol, he broke a kolelos harbe. Afilum Zeshe Bechosa Shakol, who Chaviv lo Yosef. Even Chaviv, Mikomakom, the specificity comes first. See, but I ate Adamo. Then, if the Adama is more Chodiv, then the Adama comes first. When you're dealing with Eitz versus Adama, so the Eitz comes first because it's somewhat more specific. But there we say if the Adama is Chodiv, you make Adama. That was at the end of Sif Aleph, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said. Yeah. Okay. Sif hey. Birchas Borim Minei Mizonos, which is really Chita and Soira. The other three, by the way, we paskin, are forms of Chita and Soira, and therefore they will always, the spelt, rye, and oats will always have the qualities of Chita and Soira. So Birchas Borim Minei Mizonos, which is when the Maila even of Shivas Aminim kicks in, we just saw. But, so they move up in the world and they're now Borim Minei Mizonos. Kodem is Gamla Birchas Ayayim. Chit and Soir is before Geffen. Mikoshkin Hamotzi comes before. Sherry he Kodemis Kamal Birchas Borim, my name is Onos. Okay. In other words, Hamotzi will always come first. Even if you're going to be making him as Onos because of the nature of what you're eating during the meal. But Hamotzi, of course, comes first. Hamotzi, Mizonos, then Hagefen. When you're dealing with these super brachas, so the order is Hamotzi, Mizonos, Hagefen.
Why do you make kiddush first?
Ooh, that's why we cover the challah.
Why do you do it?
You do it because you have to make kiddush first. Because kiddush comes first. Because first you make kaddish Shabbos. And because normally Hamotzi comes before Hagefen, so that's why you cover the challah, and that's why you're supposed to cover the mizonos that's on the table too, because mizonos comes before hagefen also. The covering is sort of a way, it's not, but the rationale of the covering is, kilu, it's not here yet. That would be ideal, to bring it afterwards, but then there would be a riot, there'd be sakanos nefashos. They don't, but I do, and maybe you can make edda. They don't have really wine on the table, but the kiddush is really no wine on the table. They're just being yotzei with kiddush, but they're not making mizonos. They're not making hagefen before mizonos. They're being yotzei and hagefen. You could probably be makel, and I'm talking makel to cover the mizonos on the head, you know, where I make kiddush. If I can, you know, usually I can. Sometimes they put a lot of efforts into the. The pshat covering up, it really comes out in Arvei Psochem also that way. In Perek Arvei Psochem. The covering up is like it's nostalgic. It's like it's not here. No, I know you don't see it, but I'm playing my deceitful. Pshat is like it's not here. You find where in Arvei Psochem, as they go through the Seder, you're supposed to take away the matzah, bring back the kaira, and this, we cover it instead. We don't take it away, we cover it. Covering is the equivalent of the masalik. Okay. So, Hamotzi, Mizonos, Hagofen are definitely first. Lachain. Hey, Chapler, Shabbos Yadav, Shemekadosh Avayayin, Tzorech Lachasos Asapas. Okay. Simen nun vav. Dinei to'os bibrochas. Ubol zayin sifin. To'o. Ubirech alechem gomor bori minei mizonos. O al paskisnin hamotzi. Yotzo. So Borim Minei Mizonos b'di'evet, the Pasha, remember these halachas. Borim Minei Mizonos b'di'evet is good on bread. It might even be good on almost virtually all other food. It might be, we'll see. Because Borim Minei Mizonos means Hashem provides sustenance. And basically any food that provides sustenance could at least theoretically be included in the bracha. So Ta'or, and he made, now, the Kitzur also said, that if you made on Pasabo Bekisnin Hamotzi, you're also Yotzei. What? Cake. But most cakes. Most cakes are Pasabo Bekisnin. Kisnin literally means, it's not even clear, it means flavorings. It really doesn't mean flavoring, but for the purpose of this conversation, it can mean flavorings. And it's really a three possibilities of what pasabah b'kistin is. Just realize it covers things that have a tzuras hapas, and it's made like bread, but it's very, very sweet. It's not the type of thing that you are koveya suda on, that you, bread, you know, it's not bread, it's not challah. It's very, very sweet. It's like cake. Now, sometimes challahs come dangerously close to being pasabah b'kisnin because they're very, very sweet, or egg challahs are very, you taste it. But there are klal, if you decide to be koveya suda on pasabah b'kisnin, you usually have to make hamotzi. So there's no problem, because even if your challah is very, very sweet, that you're being koveya suda on it. But now we're not learning the halachos of pasabah b'kisnin. It's just the kitzur is machadesh and a chiddush, that lamais, if you make hamotzi lechem and oritz on it, but the yevid yoyotze. Okay. So, go over. And if you made mazonos on bread, it's not such a big kiddush. We're soon going to see if you made mazonos on other foods, also be the avenue yotze. And if you make hamotzi on pasabah b'kisnin, you're also yotze. Okay. Av l'mbirich al tavshil, afilu m'minei dogen, from the five types of grain, but it's a cooked dish. We're not talking about pasabah b'kisnin. If you made on them hamotzi lechem and oretz, so lo yotze, because no way it's pas. There's no way it's bread. Oatmeal, farina, wheatina.
Why should it change?
It's not lechem. There's no way it's lechem. Pasabah b'kisnin is cake. It has a tzura of lechem. It's called pasabah b'kisnin. What? This is not. There's no pas here. It's not pas. You can eat as much as you want. You don't have to make hamotzi. I wonder if on a fried jelly donut, if you made hamotzi, it's probably also no good, because it's taken not pas at all. It's not at all lechem. Tol birich al anovim bori pri agofen yotza, because bori pri agofen really means, gofen refers to the vine, and pri agofen is the fruit of the vine. Now they were masakin such a nusach bracha for wine, but it could refer to grapes also, because again, gefen doesn't mean grape. Gefen means the vine on which the grape grows. The chiddush is when we make a bor pri agofen that we're calling wine the pri agofen, the fruit of the vine. When really, you say grapes is the fruit of the vine, not wine. So that's the chiddush, that wine is so chashuv that it's considered the fruit of the vine. But therefore, if you make a bor pri agofen, you yotzei. V'cheinam tov b'bracha achrona, u'birach al agefen, like the long one on grapes, yotza, you know, not alo eitz al priyo eitz, but you said al agefen al priyo agefen, yotza shrei gamma another priyo agefen, and lemaisa, you didn't talk falsely. Gefen refers to the vine, and grapes are obviously priyo agefen. Tov b'birach al priyo eitz priyo adoma. I'll show you shteyim lefonov, you have in front of you the tov v'hikdim l'borech al priyo adoma. Miniskavin lifter b'zer gamas priyo eight. You're supposed to make on eights first, but he made on adoma first, and he had in mind to be motzi on the one yotza, because on eights is also a priyo adoma. Shrei gamo eights yonik mino adoma. Av l'berech al priyo adoma bor pri eights lo yotza. Never understood the chiddush for that. Anyway. The lechenim u'musupik beis apriyim u'priyetu priyo adoma. The efshel al levar b'cholin. He's not too lazy to figure it out. We'll find out. But he can't. That yivarech al levar priyo adoma because monavshach yotzei.
Don't say don't eat it.
Right. Tohu birech avayayin bore priyo eitz. Ooh. In this kamiyad yom atoch kedidiba bore priyo agofen. That's, I don't know if that's a chiddush. Okay. Because just like you say bore pri hagofen on wine, and you're calling the wine pri hagofen, so b'di'evet, if you said pri ha'etz, then the wine is a pri ha'etz, just like it's a pri hagofen. Al kol dover sif dalet says afilu al paz v'alayayin im tol birah shahakol yotza b'di'evet b'ayin li'el simenun sif beiz. Now the Mishnah, so they bring down the Mishnah Berurah The Kinsa Shulchan doesn't talk about it. That Berman Mazonos be the evidence Yotze on everything but salt and water. Yeah, it means you don't make another bracha.
Did he say
lo
yotze?
It means
you didn't eat it
again. Oh, lo yotze could mean you ate without a bracha. You have to go make a bracha now. Well, you don't have to, but if you're going to continue eating, you have to make a new bracha. You could stop eating. Okay, we'll stop here.
But you make a mozi, you drink a cup of wine in the middle of the meal, you make a gofen?
Yes.
We said a mozi doesn't cover wine.
It doesn't cover wine. Wine is not...